everyone, my name is Julien, I'm from Paris, France, and today I'm going to present you my final project for CS50. So as you can see on my dashboard activity, I do not have a lot of activity between December 2024 and July 2025 because I couldn't work on CS for a personal reason. But as a consequence, I forgot a lot of things. And then my idea for the final project was to build a tool that will help me to remind the things that I forgot during this life of time. So I did a final project, which is an algorithm visualizer, and everything is available on my GitHub. So if you look on the website that I create, once you type python3 app.py using Flask, you enter this website and then you can visualize linear search, binary search, or bubble sort. So you have a quick description, time complexity, and then a sentence indicating you how it works. So we search for a number inside the domain 1 to 16 within an array of numbers randomly generated. I type 5, but unfortunately the 5 is not inside this array, so it didn't find it. Maybe we can try again if we are lucky this time. And we have 5 this time. Okay, perfect. So it's checking each boxes and then it's turning green. So perfect. So no matter what happened, if it's inside the array, it's going to find it with a description of every step. And if it doesn't find it, it will return you a sentence explaining you why it didn't find it. Then we have the binary search, which is exactly the same thing, but we have inside the domain 1 to 30 this time in a sorted array of 15 numbers, so much more numbers. We looked for 7. We have 7 inside the sorted array. And it took us only 3 steps. So it's great because you can see the power of binary search compared to linear search, which is much more powerful considering the fact that you have an array much more bigger. And then we have the bubble sort. So bubble sort is working a bit differently contrary to linear and binary search because we're not searching for anything, but it's more about sorting the array this time. So if we click on sort, we will have an array of 6 numbers inside the domain 1 to 100 randomly generated. And what it's going to do is that the computer is going to take this array randomly generated, check in pink each time the number, and if the number following this number is lower, it's turning. So turning, blue, again, pink, blue, turning, lower again, and no, and this time it's all right. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for your attention, and I wish you a good day. Bye.